What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I'm a proud card carrying MGTOW, and so can you. As you guys know, I've been telling you for over a half a year by now that I started a MGTOW party, and it's official, guys. Look what I have. Okay, just got this in the mail a couple of days ago, right? You know, it's from the state of Florida. Look what I have, okay? And let's see what it says over here, guys. What does this say from the state of Florida? MGTOW party, guys. It's official. I am a proud carrying MGTOW in the state of Florida, and so can you. If you are a Florida resident and you can vote, you can now be a MGTOW party member. All you have to do is just go online, type in update voter registration. It's going to take like 2 minutes, and you too can proudly have a card like this. You'll be a proud MGTOW card carrying member just like that. And if you guys live in other states, you can form your own MGTOW party. It's free, and at the same time, it is rather quick to do. Like here in the state of Florida, you just had to get 3 people, a chairman, which is me, a co-chairman, and a treasurer. 3 people. And you make your own constitution, which is really copy and paste. I mean, you can copy and paste the constitution I have, and boom shakalaka, send it over to your department of elections, to your state department, and just wait the play-in game, and that's all you need to have your own political party. So here's the thing, guys. MGTOW has got to become a political party. Why? The cavalry isn't coming, okay? If you guys noticed by now, the political landscape, Trump is a total embarrassment and a letdown. You have a Muslim cell in New York who openly supports homosexuality, and he's gonna bring in communism simply because he said free Gaza, and people are going gaga over him because he's supposedly anti-Zionist, but in reality, he's one of them. If anything, he's probably more prone to Zionism than a regular Zionist, because deep down, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The average Muslim hates Allah, they hate Muhammad, and the reason why they hate Allah and Muhammad is because they're low IQ, they're ugly, they look at white people, they're like, white people are so beautiful, we're so ugly. They look at Jews, they're like, oh, Jews are so high IQ, we're so dumb. So they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad because of that. And you guys need to understand, God does not play dice with the universe, okay? If you are created as a low IQ, ugly Muslim, there's a reason behind it. It's because God knows you hate him and you hate Muhammad, and you are getting punished for it. Guys, I said this before and I'm gonna say this again, okay? What's happening in Palestine is not a test from Allah. A lot of people out there, they like to say, oh, Allah is testing our brothers in Palestine. No, he's punishing your brothers in Palestine, okay? Guys, when Palestinians come to America, their women become the biggest whores and their men become the biggest sellers of alcohol, pork, gambling tickets, you know. By the way, guys, if any of you white dudes out there want to sleep with a Palestinian woman, just say free Gaza or wear a keffiyeh around your neck, and that's 100% certain you're going to get a Palestinian woman to sleep with you. Yet these same women are going to say, I love Muhammad, I love Allah, I'm a good Muslim woman, I'm as pure as the driven snow. And this is what you guys out there got to understand, man. The Ummah of Muhammad is scum. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, we are scum. He said, you guys are going to be like the scum that floats on top of the water. When the wind picks up, it's going to go with the wind, okay? Like, the number of Muslims now who are supporting this Muslim cell in New York, it's astronomical. They see him, you know, the same way they worshipped Andrew Tate, they worship this guy. To them, this Mahmadouni or whatever the hell his name is in New York, to them, this guy is like the second greatest Muslim after Muhammad, and maybe number three if they still believe in Andrew Tate. But yet the guy openly supports homosexuality. He wants to bring in communism. This Mahmoudini guy is gonna bring in homosexuality and communism, Satanism really, and he's gonna do it better than any Zionist can, simply because people think he's anti-Zionist just because he said free Gaza. Now, this is why you guys out there watching this video, you gotta become politically charged, okay? There is no cavalry. There is nobody coming to save us, okay? Jesus, Hitler is one of us, okay, guys? You need to understand, there is no Jesus, Hitler, who is waiting somewhere out there, just waiting for the right time to show up. It's us. Jesus, Hitler is one of us. And more than likely, it's probably going to be me, you know. I do come from the same lineage as Jesus. And like Hitler, I'm an actor. But I think I'm a better actor than Hitler. Not to mention, I'm better looking than him. And, you know, I'm taller than Hitler. So I think I'm a little bit better off than Hitler. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys that out there is that if you're watching this video, you gotta become a political party, guys. There is no will. We're just gonna wait for the collapse, and then Jesus Hitler will come back, or Jesus Hitler will rise up. Yes, wait for the collapse. The collapse is coming, but Jesus Hitler is one of us. Okay. This is why you guys have got to get politically active. There's 49 more states in this motherfucking country. Guys, I cannot open a party in Louisiana or Georgia because I'm not a resident of those states, obviously. I can open a party in Florida, which I did. So, you guys out there in the 49 other motherfucking states, find 3 MGTOW guys, get together. Just, because here's how it works in the state of Florida, okay? I, the chairman, I simply sign our MGTOW constitution. The 2 other people, the only thing they have to sign is the registration form, okay? So when I submitted the MGTOW party paperwork to the state of Florida, I and the two other people had to sign a updated registration form saying we are MGTOW. So as of right now, there are 3 MGTOWs in the state of Florida. I'm really hoping this number grows. You guys out there, can't stress this enough, start your own motherfucking political party. Let's start with New York. Let's start with Texas. Let's start with California. Guys, every Jew knows if you want to take over America, you gotta take over Florida, you gotta take over Texas, you gotta take over New York, you gotta take over California, and then the rest of the country. Because here's, think about it, right? Florida's down, New York is up there, Texas is like over there, California is over there. You take those 4 states over, and then you can close in on the rest of the country. So you guys out there watching this video, okay, comment below. Let me know if you're interested in opening a political party in your state. If you are, I'm going to go online. I'm going to see what the process is to opening a political party. You guys have to understand, because supposedly we're a democratic country, to open a political party, guys, no money is involved. No official paperwork. You don't have to, like, fucking, you know, go to a doctor or have a college degree. You just need to be 3 people, chairman, co-chairman, treasurer. You need to have your constitution, which you can copy and paste, which is what I did from some other party. And then you just need to submit that information to the State Department and just play the waiting game, alright guys? If any of you guys are interested in opening a MGTOW party, let me know in the comments. Peace.